Exclusive: Zoa slams deeply troubling tweets of House Committee. Ilhan Omar on Holocaust Remembrance Day. By Joshua Klein on April 10, 2021. Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, President Morton Klein blasted the House Foreign Affairs Committee, HFA, as well as Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, on Friday, after tweeting out messages on Holocaust Remembrance Day viewed as reprehensible, hateful and anti-Semitic. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, ZOA head Morton Klein expressed his deep concern over an official HFA tweet that neglected to mention Jews and anti-Semitism, and instead merely recalled 6 million, unidentified, lives and general forces of prejudice and injustice. In addition to a hateful, anti-Semitic tweet by Omar which used Holocaust Remembrance Day to attack the Jewish state. The official HFA tweet reads, "On hashtag Yom HaShoah we commit ourselves to remembering the 6 million lives extinguished during the Holocaust and millions more who survived its cruelty. To honor their memories, we must remain vigilant against the forces of prejudice and injustice or risk reliving the horrors of the past." Klein, who was born in a displaced persons camp in Germany and is a child of Holocaust survivors, described the omission as both incomprehensible and reprehensible. "The Nazis and their collaborators murdered 6 million Jews," he stressed, "including almost 2 million Jewish children. Universalizing the Holocaust forgets its victims and ignores the uniquely hateful scourge of anti-Semitism, which is rearing its ugly head more and more today," he added, before noting that several congresspersons also issued similar tweets, omitting all mention of Jews and anti-Semitism. Klein also slammed Omar for a personal tweet of hers which he also deemed anti-Semitic. In the tweet, Omar describes Israel as a wealthy country that's getting $3.8 billion a year from America. Yet their ambassador has the audacity to complain about $150 million going to Palestinian refugees, before adding, "Shameful. It is deeply troubling that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, DMN, chose Holocaust Remembrance Day to issue another of her hateful, anti-Semitic and insensitive tweets," Klein wrote, as he elaborated. In her Yom HaShoah Day tweet, anti-Semitic BDS promoter Omar wrongly referred to the Jewish state as wealthy, condemned the military assistance that enables Israel to defend herself from Arab/Muslim terrorists, and even condemned Israel for expressing concern that the Biden administration is renewing sending hundreds of millions of dollars to UNRWA, whom Omar misleadingly referred to as Palestinian refugees. Israel hater Omar ignored the fact that UNRWA, which will receive hundreds of millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer funds, teaches Arab children to hate and commit violence against Jews and Israel, in their textbooks and schools. UNRWA also has operations with the murderous terrorist group Hamas. Klein then referred to a shocking video posted by a Twitter user in reply to Omar's tweet, showing Arab school children describing the lessons they learned from their UNRWA school education. "They teach us that Jews are bad people. I am ready to stab a Jew and drive a car over them. I will run a car into the Jews. We have to constantly stab the Jews, drive over them and shoot them. Stabbing and running over Jews brings dignity to the Palestinian people. I'm going to run the Jews over and stab them with knives. I am prepared to be a suicide bomber, and with Allah's help, I will fight for ISIS." Klein also noted the Nazi collaboration with a Palestinian Muslim leader in Mandatory Palestine. Hitler and his collaborator, Palestinian leader Haj Amin al-Husseini, also plotted to murder every Jew in the Middle East, he wrote. "We must never forget those monstrous facts, painfully unique in human history." As a result, the ZOA, the nation's oldest pro-Israel organization, called for corrections to be published. ZOA urges the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and anyone else who omitted the Holocaust's Jewish victims, or the need to stamp out anti-Semitism today, to issue a corrected statement, Klein wrote, adding that Omar should also publicly rescind her ugly statement insensitively issued on Holocaust Remembrance Day. In contrast, Klein personally thanked Senator Robert Menendez, DNJ, chair of the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, the House Foreign Affairs Committee's GOP members, and its ranking member, Congressman Michael McCaul, RTX, and others, both Democrats and Republicans, for their heartfelt statements. Senator Menendez commemorated the unspeakable horrors that the Jews of Europe endured from 1939 to 1945, and condemn the dangerous current worldwide rise in anti-Semitism, he wrote. The House Foreign Affairs GOP member statement, retweeted by ranking member McCall, made it very clear that the Nazis murdered 6 million Jews and millions of others, and honored the survivors and heroes. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.